You are listening to an American Free Press podcast. Joining me on the line is Nick Janetta, General Sales Manager at Nations Trucks in Sanford, Florida, a used truck dealership in the center of the Sunshine State. Nations Trucks began a promotion on Veterans Day, buy a truck, get a free AK-47, and business has been brisk, to say the least. Thanks for joining us today, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Nick, I'm going to read an article, quick article, from Associated Press. A Central Florida dealership trying to drum up business is offering an unusual perk for potential used truck buyers, a free AK-47 assault rifle. General Sales Manager Nick Janetta says that since the promotion was announced on Veterans Day, business has more than doubled at Nations Trucks in Sanford. Customers would have to pass a background check before using the $400 gun shop voucher. They also have the option of using the money toward other firearms, or they can request a check in that amount instead. The dealership has fielded some complaints about the deal, which Janetta acknowledges is controversial, but he adds, "My buyer is absolutely a gun owner, no question." The promotion runs through the end of November. Nick, first let me ask you, where's Sanford, Florida?
Sanford, Florida is approximately 12 miles from center of Orlando. We are North Orlando.
Your accent doesn't sound like a Floridian's accent, right?
No, I'm originally from New York. Just like most New Yorkers, we come down for the sunshine.
Right, gotcha. Nick, who came up with this idea?
Actually, it was the owner's idea to come up with giving away a gun promotion. We sat around and thought about it and figured we wanted to accomplish several things. A, we wanted to come up with a promotion that was doable, cost-effective, that we actually could do. We didn't want to be like other dealerships and offer promotions that never seemed to come. So we came up with the idea of doing this because 95% of our customer base are sportsmen. Our dealership facility is decorated with deer heads and decoys of turkeys and bales of hay, and I have a tent set up. So that is our basic customer base. They're sportsmen, hunters, fishermen, four-wheel drivers. Then we figured, well, come up with something that's going to really cause some buzz. If we were giving a shotgun away or just a pistol like other places have done in the past, we wouldn't have got the buzz. We came up with the AK-47. A, it's a legal firearm in the state of Florida, something that anyone that can pass a background check can buy. But also, the connotation of the AK-47 in a lot of people's minds were going to cause controversy and buzz. And I think we've accomplished that.
It seems like it really has, Nick. How brisk has business been?
Well, since the promotion has started last week on Wednesday, our sales have almost tripled. We're getting phone calls all around the country, people that are interested. We do have people that do come down here to buy four-wheel drives and diesels because as Florida trucks, they're not rusted out. They're very clean. So we have done business nationally and internationally with Canadians that do come down and buy those also. But now the phones are just ringing off the hooks. A lot of people are calling us and saying, you know, we were going to buy a used truck, but since you guys are really supporting the Second Amendment, since you guys are like that, we're coming down. We're going to come down and buy a truck from you. We are the largest used truck dealer in the state of Florida, so we have been known for that for a long time. We moved to this location 4 months ago, which is a much larger location than our previous location, so we wanted to get the word out to people who we were and where we are.
Right. And of course, that article that I read, which just came out on Monday, and today's Thursday, said that business had doubled. And now since that article, you're saying business has tripled.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just been phenomenal. Matter of fact, I'm adding sales staff. People are coming down to work here because they've heard of us. People in town work at other places say, hey, you guys came out with such an ingenious promotion that we want to come there. And that was one of the reasons why I came to work here. I just started recently. I ran some big stores. Never really a used truck facility, mostly new and used cars. My whole premise when I got here was to do something to increase business, and I think I've accomplished that.
Obviously. So there are a lot of supporters of the Second Amendment down there in that particular area in Florida, you're saying?
They have run some news stations here, some TV stations and radio have ran some polls. We're running about 80% approval.
Wow. And of course, the AK-47, and this is from Wikipedia, is a selective fire gas-operated assault rifle first developed in the Soviet Union. Nick, you say that the promotion runs till the end of this month, the end of November. Why not just continue it indefinitely if it's so successful?
Well, First, let me just correct something. The one that we are selling is a semi-automatic rifle. It's a replica of the assault rifle. An assault rifle is a selective fire weapon, which means it's either single fire or, if you flip a switch, it's automatic fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a fully automatic weapon. It's a replica of the AK-47. Actually, they come from Romania, but this is not an assault rifle. And the term assault rifle means selective fire, like you said, which means fully automatic or semi-automatic. This is just semi-automatic. You cannot buy a fully automatic. But as far as the promotion is concerned, we were originally going to go to the end of the month. With the amount of press and the amount of buzz that we're getting, we're probably going to go to the end of the year. And then we'll see from there where it goes. We have a problem, though. We've sat around thinking of what we come up with next, and we just can't think of anything. This has been so successful for us and caused so much buzz that coming up with another promotion might be a little difficult. So we may continue it even past December.
Sounds like it's a winner. Now, who's complaining? In the article, it said that there have been some complaints. Who actually is complaining about this, Nick?
I've gotten calls from some mothers. I've gotten calls from some anti-gun people that say, you know, how could you be doing this? In their mind, I had a stack of weapons in the showroom and I was just passing them out. And that's not the case. And I explained to some of the people. Now, some of the anti-gun people that I spoke to, which I will take time to talk to anybody on the phone to explain
right.
it. Now, some of them just so anti-gun that no matter what I say, they're not going to go for. But however, some of the people that have called, and after I told them about, they have to go through background checks. You have to, you know, pass all the laws, state and federal. Even some of them that are not in agreement, they understand it. And once I tell them that you do not have to take the firearm, you take the voucher, or give you a check, whatever you want to go to Toys R Us, you want to buy fishing equipment, you want to buy tires, whatever. We don't care. We'll do that also. So they understand. So I'm saying a lot of the complaints that are coming in, once I take the time to discuss it with them, they're understandable. Some of the anti-gun crowd, there's nothing I can say that's going to change their mind.
Right. Any organizations complaining or just mostly individuals?
No, it's mostly individuals. As far as organizations are concerned, we're getting a lot of support. Obviously, NRA, Veterans of America, some other organizations that are calling up and saying that they understand what we're doing, they agree with the Second Amendment, and they support us 100%.
You've been kind of busy with the media, haven't you? Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about how busy you've been, who you've been talking to, and where they're located?
The phones, I've been ringing off the hook for people to do interviews live on radio. 6 o'clock this morning from my house, I did a live show in Canada. I've done a live show yesterday from Australia. Last night, myself and the owner, Mr. McKinney, we've done a live shoot for Fox Business News. There are some speculation that today's show will be calling Salt Lake City, San Francisco, San Diego, New York City, Ohio. I mean, we're just getting calls from all over India as far as international, Germany, France, Spain, several in the UK. Freelance photographers came to shoot pictures of me and the trucks. They're doing a magazine article in Germany. A lot of the European requests we're getting, you know, obviously they're not allowed to own private firearms in their country. And the thought of crazy Americans running around with AK-47s, as they said,
right.
is appalling to them. But we live in a great country with the rights to own individual firearms legally. And I think that intimidates a lot of people around the world.
Now, you said that there have been other dealerships in the past that have offered free weapons with the purchase
Correct.
Of a vehicle, but not the AK-47.
Not to my knowledge. One dealership in Missouri, Mack Motors, which, matter of fact, my owner, Mr. McKinney, spoke to him on the phone when we first came out with this to see exactly how they did it. And I think the whole difference is the AK-47 that we're giving out, but where we're located. You know, we're located in the Sunshine State, 15 minutes from Disney, and people don't understand what really Florida is. I mean, Florida is made up of a lot of woods and swamps and a lot of sportsmen down here, so it's not just the Disney aspect of it. And I think that's really what gave us the buzz. You know, they think of Orlando as a big major city, just like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and they don't understand exactly what it is. Once we explain to them that's not the case, especially where we're located and our customer base, then they start understanding a little better. But that's what caused, I think, the major buzz was the location where we're at.
Right. And, of course, your location is 3700 South Orlando Drive, Sanford, Florida, 32773. And your phone number is 407-936-2222. And if you have access to the Internet, you can go to nationstrucks.com. And call that number, and I'm sure Nick would be more than happy to speak with you. Now, Nick, we were speaking the other day, and we were laughing about an unhappy buyer coming back with one of the weapons. What was that story again?
Well, I did a live interview from a radio station in Miami, a Spanish language radio station. And it was one of these shows where they had the morning show guys, you know, the four or five people in the studio making jokes and stuff.
Right.
And so one of them said to me, am I afraid that if somebody buys the truck and they take it home and it's a lemon, they're going to come back with the AK-47? So I told them I took my voucher and I went and bought a bulletproof vest. And they thought that was funny.
You're great, Nick. Nick Giannetti, General Sales Manager from Nations Trucks in Sanford, Florida. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to explain to our listeners about your promotion with the AK-47. And sounds like it's a winner. I wish you the best of luck, especially in this environment. Have a great holiday season, Nick.
Thank you, and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Nick.